she's my friend. I bet you would be crying the blues, my friend. Who are you to say this love ain't been? And how are you to know the pain that I feel now, my friend? But you know why? You shouldn't have said nothing when you saw me cry. It's not your heart that's breaking.
Fun. We've just heard It's Mine, Tammy Montgomery on the album If You See Bill, It's Mine. Previous to that, Makin' Love by The Sloths. Do You Have to Ask by Swinging Machine from the album Alien Psychos and Wild Things. Take Me As I Am by Denise and Company from the album Girls in the Garage, Volume 1. Cause You Don't Love Me. The Odds and Ends. And previous to that, What a Nice Way to Turn 17 by The Crystals. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. Now, back to the show.
Thank you. gonna go with the show first thing you want for being with us. We're gonna start, everybody's gonna have a ball. I hope you join us. Come on, dance to the rhythm that you're gonna hear. Clap your hands, keep moving. Take a chance, but the simple people come on here. Stop your feet and let's do it.
People, they do bad things, often pull the wrong strings. People, they can't relate, often find out too late. Name ends up on tombstone slate.
You're listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me here on another Super Tuesday. The Hard Stuff program kicks off each and every Super Tuesday right here on Rock and Soul Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are in the quote-unquote Holy Week for those of you out there that subscribe to the Christian faith. And since there have been many, many songs written over the years that deal with the topic of religion or belief in God or Jesus Christ or being critical of those ideas and teachings, I thought, why not devote tonight's show to that topic? Full disclosure, I am a staunch non-believer. I don't believe in a higher power. I don't believe, and I'm pretty much against organized religion. I put my faith in humanity's ability to understand the world around us through its use of science. However, I do realize that there are many, many out there who do have faith and that they get comfort and solace believing in a higher power. And I can certainly respect those people's beliefs, provided that they use those beliefs and their faith to as a way to live their own life and don't inflict their belief system on others or myself, expecting us to conform to their dogmatic beliefs. But out of respect for everyone's wishes, I tried to make sure we have equal representation between the faithful and the critical on tonight's program. Let me tell you what you heard in tonight's first set of music. If you can, head on over to our webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. There you'll find the Hard Stuff show page, which features the Accu playlist. That Accu playlist is updated for you in real time as the tunes are spinning. There's also a comments board. You can get in on some of the discussion happening over the course of tonight's program. Normally, it's not a problem, but as I realize that this is a touchy subject for many, I ask that no matter what we're speaking about on the comments board this evening, that we do keep it respectful. That is my intention with this show, is to keep the respect going. So, like I said, normally not a problem, but I'm mentioning it tonight because of the topic at hand. We ended tonight's first set of music with a band out of California called Atlee. That was Jesus People, taking off their Flying Ahead LP from 1970, one of the more critical numbers of religion and Christianity on tonight's program, featuring Don Francisco and Michael Stevens, who would later go on to form Highway Robbery, which we have spun on the program on a past episode. Before Atlee, we heard from Icelandic band Ice Cross with Jesus Freaks, originally released on their lone self-titled LP from 1973, taken off a 2013 reissue of that album on the Rockadrome label. Ironically, despite being another critical song of the faithful, bassist Omar Oscarsson became a Jesus freak himself after the band's demise, getting born again sometime in the mid to late 70s. Prior to Ice Cross, we heard from the one and only Black Sabbath with After Forever, taken off of 1971's Master of Reality LP. The next time you encounter some dolt that tells you that Black Sabbath is a quote-unquote satanic band, this is the song that you direct them to. Yes, they did write songs about evil forces and occult-like topics, but have them listen to the lyrics of After Forever, and I think it spells out their true beliefs rather succinctly. Before Black Sabbath, we heard from Sir Lord Baltimore with Man from Manhattan, their magnificent boneheaded opus about a Christ-like figure emerging right here in New York City, taking off their self-titled LP from 1971. And starting off the first set, and the show like we always do, was the theme to the Hard Stuff program, and that was the show Part 1 by Irish Coffee, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Plenty more music to go on tonight's program. We're going to cut right to the chase and get into tonight's second set. We're going to start off this second set with a song by one of the more devout bands that I can think of in the mainstream rock world. Certainly probably the most devout band to come out of Youngstown, Ohio. Here's a number by Glass Harp right here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
straight from the sky. Yeah, look in the sky, you're under. So many good things they lie. Look in the sky with wonder. You hear what I say? Many more things to come your way. Away from the noise and the madness, all you have to do is pray. Oh,
I'm talking to you. Something I don't ordinarily do. I'm sorry, but there's no excuse. I know anyway. Here I am feeling blue. No one to tell this to. No one to tell this but you.
Help me, Lord.
It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio, and we're quickly running out of time. That last number you heard in tonight's second set was one from Jefferson Airplane. That was Easter with a question mark, taken off of 1972's Long John Silver LP, an absolutely scathing track written by Grace Slick, pointing out the hypocrisies of the Catholic Church and some of its teachings. Before Jefferson Airplane, we heard from a couple of serious jams. That second one you heard being from a power trio out of California called Help with Dear Lord, taking off their Second Coming LP from 1971, a band sometimes referred to as being a Christian band, probably because of this song, though the band did not necessarily identify as one. And speaking of Christian rock, starting off that second set was the Great Glass Harp out of Youngstown, Ohio, with Look in the Sky, taking off their 1970 self-titled debut. Check the comments board over at rockandsoulradio.org. I posted a link to a great performance by Glass Harp that originally aired on PBS from 1972. Fantastic playing, fantastic performance. And that's just about it for tonight's program. I got one more for you before we call it a night. But first, your weekly reminder, keep your streams locked in, Rock and Soul Radio, for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. We got Joey D and Kick Out the Jams coming up next at 7 p.m. We got Strong Style Chris Crash following up at 8 p.m. and closing out the evening from 9 to 11. It's the What's Happening program, hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final number, we're going to play a fairly innocuous song by ZZ Top. Here's Jesus Just Left Chicago. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me this week. Hope to see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another edition of the program at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, have a great rest of the week. Have a fantastic weekend. And we'll hopefully see you soon. Out to California through the forest and the pine.
up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams.
Kick out the jams.
Kick out the jams, brother.
Listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Like the most insane energy on stage. What? How do you get hyped beforehand?
I don't really need to do anything. Like, I think just like the rage of the world just comes out then through me. So,
what's making you angry?
Let me name. Like, I think probably the way that the leaders are ruling the world and like war criminals and just all of that stuff. All the big stuff, like islands full of plastic and just like having no control over that being filled with microplastics. All that crap makes me angry. So, yeah, fuck that. And the squashing of like everybody, I think especially the leaders, are trying to create division and disorientation, especially trying to like blame minorities, blame trans people, blame people of colour and all of that stuff. But it's actually them that's the problem, and we should just keep focused on them instead of looking at those people.